There's a new report that some celebrity superfans are spending huge money to be buried near or next to their favorite celebrities. It's ridiculous. One Marilyn Monroe fan paid $195,000 for a mausoleum crypt just near her final, as close as he could get to her final resting place.
Oh my gosh.
Who would you like to be buried near?
No one. I want to be as far away from all the other bodies as possible.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I'm going to be spread, so.
Mm-hmm. That's a big plot.
Far and wide.
There's a few states I'm going to hit.
Far and wide. Yeah, exactly right. Why not?
Yeah, I've laid it all out.
All your favorite places. Yeah. You can be cremated and spread.
Yeah, Vegas.
Mm-hmm. All your favorite. All your haunts.
Florida.
All those places. Yeah. You
don't want your ashes kept here?
Oh, a little bit here.
No, God, this is the last place I want my ashes kept.
We would like the ghost of you to visit once in a while.
Oh, I'm going to haunt the hell out of one of you.
have you right here. You know, Andy Griffith did it when he died. He lives in Manio, you know, who did. The day he died, he's like, put me in the ground immediately. No service, no nothing. And it was just right
there. He was so no nonsense.
He was.
He didn't like, even though it was a funny show, he didn't want anybody being funny on set. He was probably no fun at all.
Oh, God.
No wonder you love him so much.
I respect it so much. I love it. That's why Biggie calls this the color episodes of Andy. Now, here we are in the midst of it. That's right. One guy here has spent $50,000 to be near Judy Garland, and he's speaking out about it because he's such a fan of Judy Garland, and he's an artist. So right now, he's got his own art on the plot right next to her.
Judy Garland is an iconic Hollywood figure, and the Hollywood Forever Cemetery is an iconic location. And as an independent artist, my biggest complaint is not being seen. This ensures that I will be seen forever. I was always a huge Wizard of Oz fan, and of course, as a homosexual, I love musicals. So yes, it's a pretty good match.
Abby.
Oh, okay. Of course. We weren't going to take it there, sir, but
of course,
he's
a homosexual. I love Judy Garland.
Duh.
Musicals. I love musicals.
$50,000
to be near her, Judy. Yeah.
After death.
I mean, good for the cemeteries.
Yeah.
I mean, if you found some suckers willing to pay that much.
Yes. Is there anyone you'd like to be buried near? If the price was right.
Johnny Carson. For you, I think you could say Johnny Carson.
I love him.
I don't love any celebrity enough to...
Does it have to be a celebrity that's already dead? Or one that will die?
Let's say no. One that will die.
Hmm. Okay, that might change things.
Gosling?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Or Josh Allen.
Okay. Oh, yes. Of course. John Elway? For me?
Yeah.
For me? I heard Elway tell a story the other day. Now, you know, Elway had Terrell Davis as the running back. And the story he told was... It came right from John Elway's mouth. Okay, I saw it on Facebook. You ever been on Facebook?
What is this?
I can't tell you. It's a very exclusive little club.
Do you have to be like a certain age to sign up?
It's getting older.
Okay. Yeah. You have to be at least in your 50s to sign up for Facebook. And you have to be very intolerant of anyone who's not on the same political side as you. That's what I've learned about.
I'll work on things.
Yes. And fall for anything.
Yeah, that's right.
You believe all the AI things on the internet?
Yeah. Most of it is AI. Was it Regan the other day who was talking about social media and how the one thing that you see on Facebook all the time is a spirited political debate where one person says his side of it and the other person says, you're right.
100%.
Changed my mind.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. Well, I was on and John Elway was telling this story that they got Terrell Davis in the 6th round. He's a great running back, which really put him over the top to win a couple of Super Bowls in the late 90s. And they played a preseason game in Japan. And at that time, Davis had just been drafted and was 7th on the depth chart. And the next day was the game in Japan. And he'd been ridden hard in practice, and he was moving nowhere. He wasn't getting – all he was doing is special teams and all that, and just wasn't looking good at all. So he told the other running backs, I'm flying home. I'm quitting. I'm giving up. So he goes down to the lobby to tell them, I'm checking out. I need a cab. I need to get to the airport. I'm leaving. And he speaks no Japanese and they speak no English. So he's like, all right, I'm going back up to the room.
Guess I'm staying.
The next day, he makes a huge hit on special teams. So he gets noticed and he gets some running back playing time. Two of the running back get hurt in the game. So he moves up to 4th on the depth chart. And by the start of the season, he was the number one running back and a Hall of Famer.
Man.
Elway says if they had spoken a word of English or if he had known a word of Japanese.
Just cab.
We'd have never heard of him. Cab. If he could have said cab.
In Japanese.
And gotten a ticket on the airplane, he would have flown home And they would have, you'd never heard of the name Terrell Davis, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
That's right? Wild.
It's crazy. It really is. I mean, that was Elway telling that story. I don't know if he embellished it or not, but it's
like, no, I believe that.
I mean, it does happen that way sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, that you know, you're in the right place at the right time, or one thing doesn't happen.
Well, that's, I mean, that goes back to what they always say in the NFL is, you know, you always got to be ready,
mm-hmm.
even if you're on the practice squad.
That's right.
Because two guys in front of you could get hurt, and boom, you're there.
Well, you know, as a Broncos fan, I know that hit. I know what he's talking about. It was a kickoff, and he raced down. He was on special teams, and he laid this guy out. I think it was for the 49ers. I mean, he laid him out. So they were all, like, jumping up and down around him, and they said, that's Terrell Davis. He's actually a running back. God, and they put him on, you know, the tackling squad
mm-hmm.
because it's preseason, you know. It's an unbelievable story. The other retail piece here is that if you own one of the, and these are old school. My dad used to have one, a shaving brush where you apply
God, yeah, they look so awesome.
They really do. You apply the cream with the shaving brush.
Only once have I had it used, like, I was going to be in a wedding. I went to the barber, and he did, like, the shaving brush thing. I was like, oh, this feels
That's pretty cool.
I felt real important.
You get the real straight shave, the straight razor shave, you know. My dad used to have one. Well, they're made with badger hair, which I didn't know. That is real badger hair.
Never knew.
PETA's been complaining about it for 30 years.
God.
They finally broke through, and Big Brush said, finally, all right, we're going to a synthetic fiber. No more badger hair. That's it. PETA wins this round, just like they did with the circus and all that. So Big Badger says, all right, that's it. We're going to do
What am I going to do with all this badger hair?
Target, Neiman Marcus, Ulta, Kohl's, and Michaels all said we're going to stop selling those brushes because they're made with badger hair.
Mm-hmm.
Just falling in line.
Michaels.
Michaels sells those?
Maybe for their paint brushes?
Maybe. Maybe so. Over 100 companies now have abandoned badger hair products because of PETA's ongoing campaign against those materials.
God, PETA is like a wife. You're finally just like, fine.
Oh, is that why I'm usually on their side?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe so.
I only buy synthetic.
That's right. Do you really?
For my makeup brushes.
I told you about the badger hair.
Yeah.
All right.
I hate that I'm always on their side because I know they're annoying, but.
Well, so are you and sometimes. Not always.